Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I hope you had a chance to appreciate the fog this morning.
Actually, I was thinking about appreciating the moon as the sun was going down last night. It was gorgeous.
Yes. We we have just passed the full moon phase, and now we're into or getting into the waning gibbous phase. And yes, waning gibbous phase is always just beautiful in the early mornings. And a lot of people don't get out to see it. And with sunrise being as early as it is right now, it's a bit hard to see. But, well, congratulations. We are at sunrise right now. This morning is almost an hour ago already. And sunsets is almost 9 o'clock, which is approaching, close to 15 and three-quarter hours of daylight. That continues to get longer now as we move toward the solstice. The solstice this year is on the 21st. Once we pass the solstice, it will slowly get less. But starting next week on the 12th, we will be at the earliest sunrise. And we slow down, and the earliest sunrise is 5:14, continue to stay at about that time. The sunsets continue to get later as we get all the way into early July. The temperatures now, so far in June, we are a little bit cooler than normal. May ended with a couple of cool days. However, statistically, it was about normal. And the statistic that I was glad to see, though, was that it was above normal in precipitation. And, boy, it has really made a difference. It's just the wood is just so thick and green right now. It's just spectacular. June is our month of longest daylight, as I just mentioned, but it's also our month of the most precipitation. You put those two together, and you have, along with the warming temperatures we also have in June, and we have outstanding conditions for growing, and boy, that is what happens. It just grows and grows and grows, and I think we see it all kinds of places. I think we see it in our lawns. I think we see it in our gardens, but I tend to see it a lot more in the woods, the roadsides. The woods now has almost completely greened. There are still a few trees that haven't had their leaves grow out in completion yet. I think all species now have gotten green leaves. Not all of them have had their leaves grow out completely yet. So it's approaching 100% being foliated, very close to it. And it's just amazing. If you think back a month ago, it was virtually zero. So we go through this every year, and every year it's just an amazing thing to see. Along with all the foliage of the trees, we have many still in blossom. I talked last time about the apple blossoms, the crab apples, the flowering crabs, and the lilac. Well, the lilac are going to hang on for a while, but some of these other trees go pretty fast. They blossom, and then they quickly lose their or drop their petals, and just that fast it is past. Well, we have a whole new set out in bloom. Right now, we still have several choke cherries along the roadside that are in bloom. But yesterday, I saw the first viburnums that are starting to bloom, and I saw the first dogwood starting to bloom. So we have a whole nother patch. And then we have a little shrub that's just going to be outstanding as we go through the next few weeks, and that is a wild rose. I saw the first ones of those in bloom yesterday, too. Honeysuckles are starting to bloom, so we have a tremendous amount that's going on. But when it comes to flowering, in June, we go through a switch. May, I talked about before, the wildflowers are in the woods. They tend to be the sun-loving ones at first, and then we have the more shade-tolerant ones. And then we get into June, and we start getting the wildflowers away from the woods, out in the open. I define the end of spring as when the wildflowers out in the open outnumber those in the woods. And we haven't reached that yet, but we're starting to see it. We are starting to see the beginning of some of these wildflowers along the roadside and in the fields. This week I saw vetch in bloom. I saw hawkweed in bloom for the first time. I was just looking on my walk this morning how the daisies are all set to bloom. They'll be blooming any day now, along with the yarrow. And yesterday I saw the first lupine in bloom. Now you put all those together, and they will give us quite a show as we go through June. And they continue to flower for quite a long time. So we will see plenty of roadside color. However, anyone who wants to see some of the woodland flowers in bloom, there's still plenty in bloom. And I would recommend getting out and taking a walk at Jay Cook State Park. I went there this week to take a look for the yellow lady slipper orchids, and yes, they were out in good numbers. And boy, they are just spectacular. They will linger for a while still, so I suggest to get out and take a look. There is still some trilliums out there in bloom, and plenty of other spring wildflowers in the woods. Other things of note, this is the month when the birds have returned from migration and have settled down into nesting. They sing on territory, and if you get up in the morning and you hear a bird singing in your yard in the same place every day, chances are there's a nest there somewhere, and that the birds are just telling the other ones this place is taken. I have it every day. I have the chipping sparrows in the yards. I have a phoebe in the yard, robin in the yard, and a wood thrush that's been hanging around. That is just a wonderful bird. Most of Duluth doesn't get wood thrushes. They have a brown back. They are black spotted on the underside. They're a cousin of the robin. And they have just an outstanding, it's hard to put it into words, the type of song they have. It's a combination, perhaps, of a melodious with a flutish type of mixture. And they're just an outstanding bird, and I'm so glad that I get to listen to them every morning. Large numbers of other birds, it's very easy on any walk for me at least to have 20 kinds of birds here singing. And as I said, this is what goes on, is that they are defending their territory. This is why it is during this month that we do a breeding bird survey. I will do my breeding bird survey next week, where I go out to different places and listen to hear the birds singing. And the idea is that if it's singing there, then it's breeding there. And if it's breeding there, that will give some notion of what's going on with their populations. Speaking of breeding, we are also having fawns starting to show up this year. I did not see it myself, but I was told of seeing one recently. And then on a bike trail the other day, I came across a baby porcupine, which is kind of a cool little critter. The frogs continue to call, mostly the gray tree frogs. However, because of the coolness, we went through a little bit of a lapse, but they're starting to come back now. Plenty of butterflies. I've been seeing the yellow tiger swallowtails, but no, I still have not seen a monster. Sure, somebody out there has, but I have not seen it yet. This is the time of dragonfly emergence. Many more dragonflies showing up in the yards, and we ought to be glad they are, because they do a lot of eating of these other critters that we call mosquitoes, which has also been interesting. The mosquito situation has been very quiet so far. We'll see how much that changes. And then, of course, Lisa, be on the lookout for the first fireflies. They will show up soon. So, yeah, June is continually busting out, and it will do so for weeks. So take care.
Certainly will, Larry, and thanks so much for joining us. Larry Weber this morning, an author, educator, naturalist, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.